There's a lot of COVID-19 data available through state and federal resources. Those numbers can be confusing or raise questions. As Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports, that's inspired some people to do their own data tracking.
Every morning, Sarah Willett logs onto Twitch, a platform typically used for live streaming games, and gets to work live streaming spreadsheets.
Okay, so I'm going to quickly update because I've had a few reports.
Willett lives in Ames, Iowa, and spends hours every day creating tables and graphs for her own COVID-19 website. She says it presents data in a way that's much easier to grasp than on the state's official website.
So they don't have to go jump into a tiny link at the bottom of the main page to see how many hospitalizations there are in their county. They don't have to calculate out what percentage of their county is infected. These are data points, statistics that are missing on the state site.
Willett has been collecting data since Iowa announced its first COVID-19 cases in March. She has a rare immunodeficiency that makes her more susceptible to getting sick, and the information eases her anxiety. She thinks it does the same for others because her site gets thousands of hits daily.
There's a lot of us who are data literate that facts and science and data makes us think more clearly and understand whether or not it's safe to go to the grocery store on a Tuesday.
Willett isn't the only person who has spent hours analyzing COVID-19 numbers around the country. In March, a pair of journalists teamed up with a software developer to launch the COVID-19 tracking project. They currently have hundreds of volunteers who update their website with figures across the country. And as the new academic year started, a Kansas teacher built a nationwide database of COVID cases at schools. After it went viral, the National Education Association took over her project. Dana Jones is another data detective. The nurse practitioner in eastern Iowa made national headlines in August when she revealed a glitch in the state's COVID-19 tracking system. She discovered that it was incorrectly backdating thousands of cases. Jones says she had been tracking numbers just as a concerned citizen.
I was trying to, really understand how the pandemic was evolving and changing and trying to kind of gauge my own personal safety and the safety of my family based on trends.
Iowa officials have defended their online database, saying numbers sometimes shift around because they're updating statistics in real time. And though some health experts say independent trackers play a crucial role in checking government figures, they also approach those findings with caution. Megan Srinivas is an infectious disease specialist in Fort Dodge, Iowa.
I mean, there's always a concern as to what the validity of their findings are, what they're basing their data on. And that's exactly why I'm very hesitant to automatically say so-and-so is right or so-and-so is the person you should follow until I've had a chance to verify it myself, talk to them thoroughly.
Willett, a former administrative assistant, says that's why transparency is important and why she live streams the daily process of updating her website.
I don't want there ever to be the thought process that I'm taking data from somewhere else and my numbers are different than the state's numbers.
She says her husband, a doctor trained in biostatistics, double checks her findings. Recently, Willett contracted with the Iowa State Education Association to create a database of cases in the state's K-12 schools. This was after Iowa said it would not be creating its own. Willett says she's not motivated by the new paycheck.
Even at the end of the day, I've worked 16, 18 hours straight. I still feel good, knowing that I'm helping other people and I'm making it so that they can make the decisions they need.
Willett says she'll keep tracking numbers for the rest of the pandemic. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.